Well, I have to say it's marginally cooler out of the water than it was in the water. Don't ever worry about cold water putting you off being baptised if you're baptised here. Vidran Smelovic was the lead cellist in the Sarajevo Opera when the Bosnian War broke out. A month into the war, while people were in line for bread, a mortar shell exploded and it killed 22 people. The following day, Smelovic got up. He looked out on the ruins of his beautiful city. He put on his formal black tails. He picked up his cello and he climbed into a bomb crater that had been the National Library of Sarajevo, and he started to play. And the crater chambered his music and it could be heard throughout the city. For 22 days, a day for each person who had died, Smelovic climbed into this crater and he played to his war-ravaged home. His actions permeated the hearts of a people in mourning, bringing hope and beauty and love to them. But it also spoke of a defiance. It confronted the powers at large. And as snipers listened in, his music declared that no act of violence and no evil spirit could squash or defeat the spirit of a people who were determined to live in freedom. Despite the devastation around him, he would play on. It was a gentle but a defiant no. It was a revolutionary act of love for the people of his city. And a revolutionary act of love is what Easter Day celebrates. It's a defiant no to the powers around us that try to destroy the life that God wants for us. It's a defiant no to the bitterness and to the memories that hold us back from being the people that God wants us to be. Easter is a defiant no to the behaviours and to the habits that make us despise who we are instead of love ourselves and love those around us. When Jesus was born to a young woman called Mary, God became flesh and blood, and he walked among his people in a sin-ravaged, broken world. And on Easter Day, when some women went to the tomb expecting to find a cold body of a man that they had watched die, and they found that tomb empty, they discovered that Jesus is alive. No act of violence and no evil spirit could defeat the Spirit of God, who is determined that his people should live in freedom. God's whisper of grace and forgiveness and love and compassion will carry on. God's victorious release means that we don't have to be held down by the society we live in, either those that live around us or even the prisons that we create for ourselves that are within us. Easter Day is a celebration of a revolutionary act of love. And the testimonies that we've heard this morning are an act of defiance. Each person who has shared their story and has gone into the water declaring Jesus is their Lord have confronted the challenges in their lives. They've let Jesus fight the internal and the external battles with them. They are not victims and they are not fearful of what life might throw at them. They're conquerors, they're overcomers, and they continue to be overcoming people because Jesus is alive. That very first Easter morning, Mary Magdalene said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And this is the story that we've heard from those that have been baptized today. They are witnesses to God's revolution of love. But my question this morning is a simple one. What about you? You see, God's Easter revolution isn't forced on anyone, and yet the power of God's love is the greatest force of all. Because you see, it fuels forgiveness. It builds courage. It births a gentle internal strength. It creates a desire for community and a deeper concern for those around us. It fights fear. It rejects revenge. It chooses not to attack. It challenges everything that would keep us down. Easter Day celebrates God's persistent, never-ending, defiant love song over our lives. And today, in those stories that we've heard, we have heard what that defiant revolution song sounds like. And in the changed lives of those that we've witnessed today, we've seen what the defiant revolutionary life looks like. And so what do we want for ourselves? To be a hearer of a good story? To be an observer of a new life? Or could there be more? Might you want to join in this revolution? Maybe you want to explore what being a Christian means. And I'd encourage you to sign up for an Alpha course, or if you're part of this kind of community, I'd encourage you to sign up for the First Steps course in April. Maybe you want to join in God's revolution of love and grace and actually give your life to Jesus, as Chelsea and Layla and Lisa Marie and Rian have done. Or maybe, like Chris, you've been wondering about being baptized, and today is the day that you say, I'm in. So I'm going to ask us to bow our heads for a moment, and if you want to respond to any of those questions, I don't want to make it cringy or embarrassing, but I'm going to ask you, while everyone's got their heads bowed and eyes closed, I'm going to ask you if you want to respond to any one of those three questions. And if you do, I wonder whether you'd just really quietly raise your hand and we can pray for you and we can pray with you. So today, do we want to be a hearer of a good story, an observer of a new life, or do we want to join in? If you'd like to explore what being a Christian means, I just wonder whether you'd raise your arm now and have a chat with me at the end of the service. Thank you. Or maybe you want to join in with God's revolution of life and give who you are, give your life over to Jesus. And if you would like to do that, again, I'd ask you just to raise your arm, raise your hand. Thank you. And maybe you've been wondering about being baptized. And today's the day you want to say, next time, I'd like that to be me. And if that's you, again, I'd just ask you to raise your hand. Brilliant. We're going to pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you've been here with us. Thank you that your love has surrounded us. And your love grows within us. Lord, we know we are sinful and we get it wrong. But thank you, you died on the cross to take the punishment for our sin and our wrongdoings for us. Jesus, thank you today. We have celebrated. You have risen. And you are alive. Father, whether we've responded today or whether we've been a Christian for many, many years, thank you for your love. Today we want to continue to commit our lives to follow you. So fill us afresh. Revisit us again. Rekindle that flame. And change us, Jesus, so that we grow more and more like you. Amen.